Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
George, we don't have the guy saying today's special guest host. Can you say it?
I can.
All right.
Today's special guest host, Kevin Cerrito.
There we go. Jeffrey is on vacation. We do have Bobby Ford sitting in with me here on the show. And
we had an intruder.
Hunter.
Hold on, man.
You got to go,
wait, just one.
Bobby is guest hosting today.
You got to go. You weren't invited.
What's the producer's name? George?
That's King George. King of South
George, Jordan. Can you do the little thing for me, the little intro that you just did for Cerrito?
Oh, with
except it's an
extra,
outro for
extra
Hunter.
Special guest host, Hunter Havoc. God, he's
not a guest. What is Hunter Havoc? You got to put the other part in there.
The King of Memphis.
George, my man.
I've done just a little bit of public address work in my day.
Good job,
just
dog. You're a natural, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, George knows what he's doing. Okay, it is at 3 o'clock-ish here on Jeffrey Wright Company, which means it's time to put some stuff on the list. All right, Shannon Sharp.
Oh, boy.
ESPN has officially cut ties with Shannon Sharp as less than 2 weeks after he settled his assault lawsuit.
Can't believe they did say like that.
Your thoughts, Bobby and Hunter, I guess, here in studio?
No comment.
I mean, he has, honestly,
on this one, it would be safer. No comment.
There was speculation that he was just taking some time off, would return for football season, right? But, I mean, his takes worked during, would have loved to hear what he had to say, you know, during the NBA finals and all of that, but would have been entertaining, I guess, rather. But Shannon Sharp is out at ESPN. Will he land anywhere, George? Do you think? What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
I had to take a guess, I don't think any major broadcasters are really going to pick him up. I mean, we just saw Fox go through more than a handful of cuts to their morning programming. So we really don't know what they're going to end up grabbing there. We think it's going to have something to do with that Barstool deal with Fox. ESPN just cut ties with them. CBS seems a little too polished, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, especially with their sports coverage. I honestly think he'll just end up going back to Club Shay Shay and you know, doing his or and Nightcap and doing his own stuff there.
That's his best bet.
But that is his best bet, since at the end of the day, it's his. And he controls it, doesn't have a boss or anything really to answer to on that.
So ESPN officially freeing up more time for Stephen A. Smith.
They pay him enough to do it. So
is that really
Stephen A. Smith sucks, oh, man.
That's not
like
a quote. I mean, just, you know, this piece.
No, that's just the truth.
Stephen A., I know
he's
a place.
Hater.
I know, Stephen A., if you're listening, this is an ESPN channel. I know a place where you can get in a ring with me, man, or anybody you want to. In the city of Memphis.
Are you calling out Stephen A.
Smith? I'm calling out Stephen A. Smith. I don't know who he thinks he is. He can talk about my town, Hunter Havoc's town,
talked
and
about
get away
Big
with
Ja.
It.
It's messed up.
Tell him, come to town. Tell him, get in a ring with me and see what happens. We can do it at Haven House. We can do it at Roosters. We can do it at Memphis Made. We can do it at Meddlesome. We can do it at Rockies. We can do it in a FedEx Forum. We can do it in a back alley on Gayoso. I don't care. Tell Stephen A. Smith, come to town and see what happens.
Ja Morant is one of the.
He's supposed to be coming to town. He is supposed to be here. He accepted the invite from the mayor. We'll see if he accepts the challenge from Bobby Ford.
Make sure I'm there. Make sure there's a wrestling ring there.
Ja is one of the top three athletes to ever be in the city of Memphis.
Go ahead.
Hunter Havoc, Ja Morant, and Mr. Penny Hardaway. Okay?
That's the top three.
That's the top three.
We got Hunter Havoc, has hijacked the show for his great analysis there. I was wondering. So if it's a Mount Rushmore, who's the fourth one on the Mount Rushmore?
Bo Jackson.
If it's Penny.
Penny.
Ja. Hunter
ja,
Havoc.
Hunter Havoc. I'm going to go with J.P. Prince.
Okay.
Okay. Lawler? Right.
You guys don't know because you're not from Memphis.
Let's put that.
Greatest shooting guard to ever live out of White Station High School.
Oh, it's your list says a went White Station bias.
Went on to play at the University of Arizona, University of Tennessee, played pro just all around, Mr. Basketball, 5'8".
I would think I would put Prince Mongo on that list.
When White Station, three-peated state championship.
Three-peated?
Big deal. Three-peated.
What years was that?
Before you were born, son. Don't worry about it.
All right, let's keep going. We get Gilbert Arenas.
What'd he do now?
Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, you didn't see this?
I woke up late today, y'all. I was woefully unprepared for this.
Former Memphis Grizzly Gilbert Arenas and five others were arrested on a federal indictment alleging they were part of an illegal gambling business.
Whoa.
Wow, Gil, gambling. Whoa. No.
Defy illegal gambling business.
I thought Supreme Court said it was all legal now.
Right. Defy that, Cerrito.
I bet on who the Pope would be.
Pull your little notes up on your MacBook and tell me what was illegal.
Allegedly, they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at a mansion that Arenas owned.
So since Uncle Sam didn't get his cut, he's got to crack down on everybody.
That's lame, man. I see no harm in that.
Me either. It's not like he pulled a gun on a teammate in the locker room.
Right.
Hey, now.
That documentary on Netflix was sweet, man. If y'all ever get a chance to watch that, I recommend it.
What is this one?
Shooting Guards is what they called it.
Oh, Shooting Guards.
Shooting Guards.
It's one of the Untold series.
And honestly,
really
the way bigger crime than what happened that day is that Gilbert Arenas used a team plane to traffic like 670-something guns from Arizona to Virginia.
Mercy to Betsy.
My guy.
Your guy.
You know, I'm cool with kind of toeing the line on here, but let's not advocate for gun trafficking, Hunter. Aren't you supposed to leave?
He's your guy separately, right? Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas. I thought he would be more of a roulette guy, just betting on zero and double zero, right?
What do you play, Cerrito? What do you bet on?
Blackjack.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but that means your jokes suck.
If you see
when he hits you with the little drum,
excuse me.
Hey, George just got off on you.
What happened? Just dunked on you.
Where's the Odyssey
George.
Security at?
George put his cojones on your head and dunked on you.
So what do you play for real, Sarita? I know we got to get through the list.
No.
What do you play? I'm just curious. When you go out with Mrs. Cerrito and y'all go down to
Southland.
Horseshoe Casino.
They go to Southland.
They go to Southland?
Yeah. They used to like
they're those kind
dogs,
of people.
But they can't no more. Yeah. Those dogs actually all got adopted out. It was very humane. They like vetted all the potential owners, and I'm very happy those dogs.
I actually adopted two, man.
All they do is run and
sleep.
You
really adopted some dogs? You don't know what you're to believe in.
I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but I actually got two of the Greyhounds when they discontinued.
What are their names? Santa's Little Helper, and what's the other one's name?
Bobby and Andy. And I let them race in my backyard. They just race all day.
But you treat them
don't
nice,
bet on it or anything.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't bet
on
it or anything.
That's not legal in Memphis.
All right, so Kevin Cerrito's out on the town. He's at night.
He
loaded up the Nissan Versa, him and Mrs. Cerrito.
On the fit.
They're looking good.
Jumped on
They pull up at Southland.
Got exit 7, headed to Tunica. I was going to Tunica.
He comes in. He orders a Michelob Ultra.
What's he wearing?
What he has on now. What he always
wears.
Oh, no.
Come on. He's at the
collared
casino.
Collared shirt, little shorts, and Sperry's.
He's dressed like Pee Wee Herman at the casino.
What are you going to bet on?
What's the first stop?
Mrs. Cerrito's going to the high limit.
Slots.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely slots.
$10 a spin. That's where Mrs. Cerrito's going.
And they're bringing her
going.
Free drinks.
All night.
Because that's the casino.
Where is Kevin Cerrito going? Where is he doing his gambling at the casino?
Well, I was saying blackjack is what I say. I play blackjack. I'm blackjack.
Blackjack.
I like your odds.
Okay.
Blackjack is if you'll get kicked out of the casino if it is a team sport.
I don't know, man. The one
you
time
get turned
I tried
into
to play,
a team sport, but they will not let you back in. I'm not speaking for
me. Me, myself, I'm professional baccarat player. I actually
professional. Okay.
I could go pro anytime. I could go to Vegas and join the World Series.
Give me 30 seconds on how to play.
It's simple, man. The whatever player gets closest
to
nine.
To stutter.
What?
Whatever player gets closest to nine wins. It's not a player. It's a player banker. whichever one gets closer to
it's like Deal or No
wins.
Deal.
Yeah, it's the best odds in the casino, actually. I could host a whole show on gambling because I'm a professional gambler, but
best
we don't have
time
for that.
Best odds in the casino are not walking in there.
We have to get to the list. So
the list. What's next on the list?
We are on the list.
Stay on track, guys.
Very sad about Gil. Very mad about them firing Shannon.
Hey, Glorilla. Oh, my goodness.
We love Big Glow.
I'm telling you. Memphis is on Glorilla. She is in the news, it seems like, every day.
She just had the birthday bash.
Were you at the birthday bash?
Cerrito was there. I saw it on his Snapchat.
I heard Cerrito paid her bail.
He was Snapchatting backstage. He saw Yo Gotti and everything. I saw it.
Gotti was there?
Yeah.
Was Gotti there?
With Cerrito.
Gotti,
yeah. Did I take a picture together?
Do you know what Cerrito is wearing?
He's dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
Same thing he's wearing now.
George.
Man.
Glorilla. So she was at the WNBA All-Star game.
3.5. And that's what's up. That's what's up.
Get to it, Sarita. She just made the list.
See me, shawty, say what's up.
I was wearing my booty shorts.
What?
Whoa.
That's the...
Sweet cheeks, Kevin Cerrito.
That's coming
back. That's coming back.
I thought we were quoting Glorilla lyrics. I thought we were quoting Glorilla lyrics. I got confused.
Two wildly out of context Cerrito phrases.
Why do you know Glorilla lyrics, man?
I was in my booty shorts. I'm in the streets every night.
Glorilla, we play Glorilla all the time in Music Bingo. All right, anyway, she's Memphis' own. She's an icon. But she's... So we broke...
B7...
What's Music Bingo?
The WNBA All-Star Game. She performed at halftime, WNBA All-Star Game, right? Then the next week she's arrested. Then she's playing her hometown bash. And now, here we go. Glorilla has her own meal at what fast food chain, Bobby? Trivia question.
Dixie Queen.
That would make sense locally, yes. But
am I wrong? I told you I woke up late today. I didn't see any of the news.
This is a national/regional chain that has an identity crisis.
Oh, because they got two names.
Yes.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
No, what's the other one that you... What's the other one?
There's another one people mix up?
You can't go inside this one.
Oh, Checkers.
Checkers and Rally's, yes. So Checkers and Rally's now has a Glorilla unbeatable meal deal. So you get the Glorilla... It's $4! $4 and for this meal. You get to pick either Glow's Barbecue Jack Burger. Oh, she's got a barbecue burger. Burgers named after Glorilla, spicy chicken, and a cheese double. But I guess you get a side, you get an apple pie. George, do we have the full list of what this menu is? We might need to do a live taste test on air tomorrow.
Can
I come back for that? So it's basically a 4 for 4.
I'm here all week, actually.
Wendy's.
So here's the story.
Cerrito, you like Wendy's?
Nah.
Oh.
Each meal includes.
Hunter, you like Wendy's?
I'm a McDonald's guy. Oh.
Do we have it each meal? For a limited time only, of course. This is not a permanent add to the menu.
Why, are you
a
Wendy's guy?
George, do you like Wendy's?
It's all right. It's not bad. All right. So on Glorilla's $4 unbeatable meal deal, fans can choose between the cheese double, spicy chicken sandwich, or the limited time Glow's barbecue jacked burger. Each meal includes a drink, Checkers, or some seasoned fries, and a cinnamon sugar apple pie.
There it is.
That's a lot of food for $4.
I used to go to the one at Park and Getwell. I'd walk over there from my first apartment. It was a slum, man. We had hotel air conditioning and really dirty carpet, and I had a mattress on the floor.
What, would you get those All-American hot dogs that they got?
I would just get the fries because they were cheap.
Wait, you have a go-to order at Checkers and Rounds?
I actually want to know your go-to order, Kevin Cerrito.
I don't remember. So the last time I went to Checkers and Rally, so it was the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Which holiday?
Christmas holiday. Christmas in December.
Okay.
And
Christmas in July.
A whole lot of holidays, man. It was the holiday season. What was it, Labor Day?
You like to celebrate Christmas in July.
I do celebrate.
Yeah, we heard about that, man.
Yeah, top secret nerd parties.
I was not invited.
Professional wrestlers aren't invited to, okay. Continue.
So was going to. I don't know which one I went. That's the thing.
Top
I can't.
Secret
which
nerd
one?
Parties.
Which
I bet
one?
George was there.
George, were you at the
George?
Christmas
how was the
July party,
party? The Christmas in July party.
It's pretty good.
Was there a pool?
No.
Was it at Cerrito's house?
There was not Bapple, and it was not at someone's.
No
house.
No Bapple, no pool.
Where was it at?
I'm glad I wasn't invited.
Kevin,
yeah,
am I allowed to give details?
Give them all the details from the party.
Wait, Ghost River doesn't have Bapple?
We did not. There's no NDAs.
Do they have Blimes?
Did Cerrito pick up the tab?
Yes.
My man.
You know what? He did a good thing.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. All that money he won at the blackjack table in Southland.
With Mrs. Cerrito.
With Mrs. Cerrito.
Hey, he lost. Yeah. She won on high limits. She hit the Dragon Ball bonus. Probably got a hand pay. And he probably took the money and took a picture with it.
She was
put
doing
it on
the Mahjong slot machine.
Yeah.
Had the Buffalo going.
Okay, trivia question. Which one do we have in Memphis? Checkers or Rally's
checkers.
Or both?
Checkers.
It's all Checkers.
Checkers.
It's all Checkers everywhere. Like, even if you're driving
we
down.
We used to have Rally's. It's actually different, man. I don't
you
know if y'all
cross
know.
Cross at the state line.
Name
does it become
every
Rally's?
Checkers location that you can think of off the top of your head. Where,
oh,
is there
no,
one
we
in
do not have time for
Fraser
that.
Boulevard?
We do not have time for that. But
we got all the time in the world, man. What time? Jeffrey.
It ain't like the radio cuts off.
Hey, well, what time is this show over?
4.
Yeah. What time?
We also have a guest after this.
Man, okay. I got a whole hour.
It would take us like 3 minutes to name every checker.
The one thing that I want to know, Kevin Cerrito, what is your favorite fast food? Your go-to. Where do you go? You said no to Wendy's, no to Checkers.
Aren't you supposed to leave, Hunter?
Oh, where do you go to?
I like Raisin Cane's. I'm very excited about Raisin Cane's coming.
It's been here like a week, and you haven't been yet.
Well, that's where we would go when we were out of town. If we go out of town, there's Raisin Cane's. Eat it. I like Chicken Finger Places. I like those. So Raisin Cane's is up there. Chick-fil-A, I enjoy.
I can see you being
Chick-fil-A.
He likes the service.
But,
dude.
Anyway, my parents really like Checkers and Rally's.
Okay.
So I was going there.
Because of Glorilla.
To get them a gift card for Christmas. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. They've been going to Checkers or Rally's. I don't know which one.
You got them a gift card to Checkers for Christmas?
They don't.
You're a terrible child.
No, they love it.
I took my mom
so
to
happy.
See The Wiz at the Orpheum for her birthday, and you got your parents a Checkers gift card?
I didn't, because they don't have them. They don't have gift cards.
So you failed at getting your present.
Shout out to Bobby's mom. She's a good woman. I hope she's listening.
You know love what? I do like Bobby's mom. Y'all, you're getting
Holly
us all.
Sneed. Wait a minute, Serena. Watch
off
your mouth.
Track, but here's the real question.
How much was the gift card for?
They didn't have gift cards. They don't have them. You can't buy them online. I was like, because you think it's a bad gift.
Why would they have gift cards?
Crash out with Cerrito.
I ain't gonna lie. If Cerrito showed up to my birthday, he's like, hey, Hunter, King of Memphis, I got you a Checkers gift card for your birthday. I'd kind of be like, man, what is this, Cerrito?
Are you a Libra?
My birthday's actually coming up, September 18th.
Are you a Libra? Is that Libra?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Hey, let Cerrito tell a story before he gets flustered.
That was it. They just didn't have it.
But he already got flustered.
What if anticlimactic? What? You're so famous, Hunter. You're so
just like his knights.
You're so famous.
They didn't have it.
You are so famous. You're so famous.
Yes.
What fast food restaurant is going to name a meal after you? That's the real question.
Look, I'll tell you right now. McDonald's.
McDonald's is
if,
McDonald's.
If the local Memphis owner of McDonald's is listening right now, contact my agent.
His name is McDonald.
Book HunterHavoc at gmail.com. Serious
what's
inquiries
the, what's the
only.
Order? What's the order?
And you get the KOM meal. The KOM meal
All right.
is two McDoubles, no All right. pickles, extra onions, add mac sauce, large french fry, sweet tea, light ice, and two strawberry cream cheese pies.
Wow, you were ready to go. There we go.
There it is.
So order the KOM meal at McDonald's.
KOM meal. Let's hear the Bobby Ford meal at Wendy's.
It's actually not at Wendy's. The Bobby Ford meal is at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's. So you're a chicken finger household as well.
Zaxby's actually isn't my preferred chicken finger spot. It's Bojangles, the one up there in Raleigh on Austin Peay.
You like the Bojangles.
It's
a scandal how Bojangles took real fried chicken off the menu.
Yeah.
Here when they opened up in Memphis. But
the sides don't really, like, you can't customize it to where it's a Bobby Ford order. But Zaxby's.
You get the Mr. Beast. They actually have a Mr. Beast combo at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's.
Who is Mr. Beast? But
he's like a YouTube dude. It's not important. We'd beat him up, and then he'd give us money for it. But it's five fingers at Zaxby's and three pieces of toast, no slaw, no fries.
What kind of sauce on the tenders?
Me personally, you're gonna think I'm crazy. None.
Wow.
No sauce at Zaxby's.
That's like eating a plain cheeseburger from McDonald's with nothing on it.
It's
weird.
It's like something.
It's kind of weird.
It's weird.
And having like a complete meltdown if there's pickles or something.
Do you dip your fries in the
sauce?
Known
from coast to coast like butter and toast.
All right. Anyway, So, Zaxby's.
So, tune in tomorrow. Me and George will be doing a live taste test of the...
Wait a minute. What's George's order?
George, what's your favorite fast food? If they made a King of South Haven meal for George... What's your last name?
Ruggiero.
George Ruggiero.
They do have a Raising Cane's in South Haven already.
What would the meal be, George?
That's tough because I do love Cane's. I have not been to the new Cane's yet because I know how busy it's going to be.
Nobody has been.
Smart.
You have to go on instinct here.
Hear me out. Don't feel pressured to make something cool because Cerritos.
As soon as he was talking about Zach's, was like, I got one even better. Wingstop, half lemon pepper, half hot Cajun fries.
All right.
There it is.
Simple, efficient.
Shout out to George.
Come with a drink.
Of course.
Tea or a soda?
Sweet tea.
Hey, Bobby, you know what I'm not going to get you for Christmas this year?
Anything.
Zaxby's gift card.
A Checkers gift card.
Well, my...
Mine,
thanks for asking, is from Jack Pearl's Chicken. I probably have a meal at Jack Pearl's. Have y'all had the burger? Jack Pearl, did you ask?
I thought we did ask.
We did ask.
You said Checkers gift
card. You spent all your time talking about Checkers gift cards.
They don't exist. The greatest gift you can give somebody at the holiday season is Tops Barbecue used to be this. If you wanted to get a Tops Barbecue gift card for somebody, you would have to go into the Tops Barbecue on Union and request a gift card, and they would have to write it for you, a gift certificate, at the corporate office, and you'd have to come back and get it.
That's so stupid and inefficient.
I'm going to ask a crazy question.
I'm talking about, why not just give somebody cash?
I'm going to ask a crazy question, Bobby.
That was in the past 5 years that would have to happen before they got sold.
When your holiday plans were ruined because you couldn't get the Checkers gift card, what was plan B? What did Mrs. Cerrito and Mr. Cerrito, the great parents of Kevin Cerrito, what did they then receive
for Christmas from
their only son? They're very successful.
They have six kids.
So. Really? You got them the worst present, a Checkers gift card.
I didn't get it for them, so they were so disappointed. Imagine.
So what did you
show up?
No, what did you show up with? No gift card. What did you show up with?
Imagine.
Like, for real, what did you get them? You didn't get them the gift card. What did you get them?
Imagine waking up on Christmas morning, running down the stairs, running into the living room, looking under the tree, and not having your Checkers gift card. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't remember.
But you remember about the gift card.
You said, when was the last time I went to Checkers? And that's the last time I've ever remember. I remember driving by Checkers. I remember seeing that the Checkers on Winchester recently closed, or was it a Rally's? I don't know. But, like, I haven't been to one.
That was a Hooters.
But we're going to go tomorrow. That is the point.
Hooters on Winchester, man. That was a good spot.
The point is, we're going there tomorrow.
Sometimes when I was a kid and I was bad, we were getting McDonald's drive through, my dad would order the Happy Meal and tell them to give me a girl toy.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
All right, we gotta take a commercial break.
You just
break.
Made the list.
We gotta take a commercial break. When we come back, CJ Hurt is going to join us, and we will find out what his fast food order is, I'm sure.
Shout out to CJ Hurt, man. He's a funny dude.
CJ was at the Christmas party.
Was he? Yeah. Me and Bobby didn't get invited.
Yeah, he was. So
I don't know why.
We'll talk to CJ Hurt from Grind City Media on the other side. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company. Without Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Jeffrey Wright and Company without Jeffrey today. Kevin Cerrito filling in. We got Bobby Ford in studio. For some reason, we still have Hunter Havoc. I guess Odyssey Security is on vacation this week as well, along with Jeffrey. But every week at this time, we're joined by Grind City Media's own CJ Hurt. And CJ joins us now. CJ!
Yo!
How are you, sir?
I'm well. Where the hell is Jeffrey at? He okay?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
He is on vacation.
He's getting that surgery where they make you a little bit taller.
Oh, come on now. Stop.
Kneecap extension surgery.
They'll be roasting people in their absence. All right. CJ, have you got your tickets booked for Berlin and London already? Is it your free company trip?
No. I don't think CJ going to make that trip, Kevin. I'm not super thrilled with everything that went into that. But, hey, it's an opportunity for them. The Grizzlies franchise to try and get some international fans. Ja Morant is, if the Chinese tour hasn't shown us anything, it's shown us that Ja Morant is a budding international superstar. So go ahead. They got it.
Sometimes it helps get some culture, get out of your regular routine and see the world. But
yeah.
It's disappointing news, right? Like the trip is very positive, right? It's a very positive idea. The Grizzlies, for those who don't know, will be going next season in January to Berlin and London. That sounds cool on paper. But then when you look at the date, oh no, the Grizzlies are not going to have a MLK game. Not just having a home game on MLK. It's not like they're playing at Atlanta on MLK Day. They are not playing on Martin Luther King Day. And they will not have a home game against the Magic, which any other year is fine, but if you haven't seen, the Magics are wearing the old-school Penny jerseys, and one of the guys wearing those jerseys is going to be Desmond Bain. So two potential sellout games, two games that would have the fans super excited to go to, will not be on the schedule next year, and that is very disappointing.
Yeah, and it's worth on the MLK side of things, it's more than the basketball game. Memphis has a couple of events where it showcases the city in a really cool light. And of those events, only two or three of them end up becoming like national or have the potential to end up becoming national type of stories and things of that nature. And this is one of them where, yes, there is a basketball game that goes on, but it is really about the message of MLK. It's about the sanitation workers' strike. It's about the civil rights movement and Memphis's place in that. And you get to hear so many important, impactful stories. I remember one of the stories that sticks out to me. I do believe it was Caron Butler talking about his family being from Mississippi, but he, I think, was born and raised in Chicago. I can't remember exactly where, but they had to leave Mississippi because his uncle ended up having a relationship with a white woman, and they had to get him the hell up out of there before the mob came to get them. And so you hear stories like that, and you hear stories of people persevering. You hear stories of people continuing to fight injustices around the world, not just Memphis, not just the nation, but the entire world. And it highlights Dr. King's messaging in a really, really good way. And everybody will throw out there, hey, remember Dr. King, or find the I Have a Dream quote that they want to use, a very sanitized, watered down version of Dr. King's message on that day, something that everybody can agree on that day. Everybody will find that. What the Grizzlies do a good job of is digging past that and into the true heart of the message. And for the game not to be going on, I'm hopeful and I'm sure that they'll still be doing things to try and highlight his message. I'm almost certain, I feel pretty certain that the festivities that typically happen will still go on. is just the national spotlight won't be on it because the game is what brings the spotlight to the day. And I understand, you know, the chance to improve your brand as a business. I understand the chance to strike while the iron is hot on a player who looks like they're going to be an international star. I get that. I just hate that for one day that you couldn't put that to the side and say, okay, we'd love to do it, NBA. If you can give us a different date, we can make that work. Or even on the NBA side of thing, hey, we're going to play these games. Memphis has MLK Day, so let's try and find some other dates that could work for Memphis and Orlando. But yeah, here we are. Here's where we sit, and it's for me, it's really, really sad. I remember you and I were doing the show many, many years ago. I can't remember if it was Cerrito Live or Memphis Sport Live at the time, but this happened where the decision was made to pull the Grizzlies off of MLK Day, play them on Sunday in prime time. And I remember there being blowback then. And it was like, okay, this is an owner who new to the team, doesn't fully understand the culture of what's going on. So, hey, this would be the one-off, and now he's got it, now he feels it, now he understands. So this probably won't happen anymore. And it's happening again. I just don't get it on my end, especially in this world. I know teachers, as teachers go back to school, I know teachers all over the country, from Hawaii to Georgia, obviously, and the state of Tennessee. I talked to one today, and she was telling me how they're not allowed to say on that day, that week, they're not allowed to mention Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s message, not supposed to teach about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what that day is being recognized as. Where they teach is a day of service. Like, hey, this is a national day of service, which is great. Don't get me wrong. But why this day is it the national day of service? Why are we trying to forget whitewash Dr. King and what he stood for in the civil rights movement? Why are we trying to completely erase that? And what the Grizzlies have done and will do in next year, not this year, but in 2027, next season, excuse me, what they've done a good job of and what they will probably do a good job of in 2027 is bringing light to that message, a message that for whatever reason in the day and age we live in now is trying, some people are trying to cover it up and hide it. And for the Grizzlies on that day to shine a light on this man and this message, which honestly, as it pertains to race and poverty, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was the most right person that I can think of over here. As it pertains to race in America and poverty in America, I can't speak for everybody else, everywhere else. I haven't lived everywhere else. But as it pertains to those two things in this nation, Dr. King was the most right person on those subjects. So, and instead of us highlighting it and praising it, we are moving towards a place where we shun it and we try and run from it and we try and hide it. That day in this city with this franchise was a chance to shine a light on that message. And for that day not to happen is kind of sad for me on that recognition. The day is going to happen. The game not to be here, it saddens me. And then you think about it from a where we are today standpoint in the city, where it is, hey, how many times is Memphis in the news cycle, national news cycle for just things that we aren't very proud of, things that when we read it and when people call us to ask us, hey, what's going on in Memphis, we say, yeah, that happened. That's not what Memphis is like. It feels like more often than not, if Memphis is in the news cycle, it's for something like that. Well, with the Dr. King game, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the game, the festivities, everything around it, is one of those days where Memphis and Memphians get to puff their chests out a little bit. There's a different buzz in the city. It is a day of immense positivity for Memphians, a day of civic pride for Memphians. For that game not to take place, again, disheartening, sad. If I know you're supposed to type in all caps when you're angry or when you're excited or something like that, I need to have a way to type in something other than lowercase to show how saddened I am by things. And this would be one of those things where if I
hopped on social media to type, I'd find something lower than lowercase to type about this event. Now, I understand, again, it's a business. You're out there to try and expose, to grow your brand and things of that nature. I just wish that the NBA could have found other dates to work with the Grizzlies. Because like you said, it's great that they're getting to go overseas. They hadn't played overseas since, what, Powell was on the team, I think? So it's been a while, but, you know, I just wish it wasn't on this day.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much the league really cares about Memphis. I never thought they have under the Adam Silver era, but why would they not figure something else out? They have to know how important this is to this community and this community's, not only the community's relationship with the team, but that's the community overall, as you have just spoken about, and how important it is for us to showcase positivity in the way that Dr. King would want it to be displayed. So you bring up a great point, flashing back to 2017, the last time there was not a game on MLK Day here in Memphis. The game was moved to a Sunday during that holiday weekend, and we were still in an uproar back then. Like, is it, at least it was still during the holiday weekend. Like, is there any way to have this game or an MLK celebration game on just a different day before they leave town or when they come back? I know it won't feel the same or be the same, but, you know, sometimes celebrations happen at different times. You know, families have a Christmas on a different day with the other part of the family. Like, can we do this on a different day, move it to Black History Month, which is just a few weeks down the line? Is there something we can do?
Maybe. And again, I'm almost certain, like I am 95% sure, events will still take place. Grizzlies-led events will still take place in the community. I would expect the week of service to still pop off. I would expect for the honorees to still come through the city and visit the Civil Rights Museum, which is what this game was about initially. The NBA initially didn't have games on MLK Day. And then, you know, Michael Eisley decided, hey, we've got this wonderful Civil Rights Museum here in the city. Let's play a game and let's make this game and the week leading up to it all about lifting the message from the National Civil Rights Museum over at the Lorraine Motel. So I would expect that type of stuff still happens. I would expect for there to still be some sort of a recognition of Dr. King and of the message and of the civil rights movement. But like you said, it's not going to be the same. And all of those events without the game, I don't think leads to national coverage in any sort of meaningful way. It's a lot like what HBCUs do with classics. Every classic that I know of has a college fair. Every classic that I know of has a battle of the band. There's a concert. There's some sort of a gospel event on the Sunday after the game. Every one of them I know have those things. And you could theoretically put all of those things on in a given weekend and somebody would still find it worthwhile and find it interesting to be out there and a part of it. But the draw for those classics, and I think the draw for the MLK weekend and MLK celebration, I think the draw for it is the sporting event. Sports has an ability to bring us together in a way that a lot of things, that most things culturally don't. And you think about where this city was and the role, where the city was right after his assassination, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, and how sports served as a unifier in a city that was broken and divided. Like, sports can bring us together. And so while those events are going to happen, and while, yes, sure, you could probably find a different day to recognize the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and find a different day to honor and recognize the impact of the National Civil Rights Museum, without the game happening on MLK Day, is not, like you said, is it not going to be the same?
Right. We got to go really quick, CJ, but we're Glorilla has a new value meal you can get at Checkers and Rally's, both of them. What would your value meal be? What would you have? What fast food restaurant would be the CJ Hurt value meal?
Sonic. Got to listen. The CJ value meal would be chili cheese coney with chili cheese fries and a small order of mozzarella sticks with a mermaid water to drink. And if you don't know what Sonic Mermaid water is, oh, look it up. It is delightful.
CJ, are you getting the 12-inch Coney or the regular Coney?
Hey, I need 12 inches of glizzy in my mouth, baby.
All right, we got to go.
Whoa.
CJ, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll let you.
All right, CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. We're past time for a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company with Al Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, we're back. It's been a wild show. I'll see if we can match it tomorrow, George. But before we go, it's time for Tell Your Story, and we've got the king of telling stories right next to me, Hunter Havoc. Hunter, I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell your story.
Well, there's only one story to tell, Kevin Cerrito. You got House Show 2 this Saturday. Doors open at 6. First match at 784 GE Patterson Avenue. You got the Livewire Bobby Ford, the star of the show Andy Mack, the King of Memphis Hunter Havoc, the Diamond of I-55 Tyler LeMasters, the All-American Kenny Dang, the Incredible Tattoo, Big MJ Davis, and the Bluff City Boss Don Montana for live pro wrestling this Saturday, Haven House.
All right, Hunter. Well, thanks, I guess, for crashing the show. Bobby, thanks for co-hosting today. Bobby Ford in studio. Big thanks to CJ Hurt as well. I'll be back here tomorrow. Keep it tuned for Gabe Kuhn coming up next. Until next time, I'm Kevin Cerrito.
Can I say the thing you say?
I will. What? Go ahead.
We will see you around the territory.
See you around the territory.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.